Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, I just wanted to quickly jump into Psalm 73, verse 28, where it says, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge." You know, I think about when I have troubles, when I have issues, when I have people coming against me or just myself coming against me. Where do I turn? Do I try to solve it on my own? Generally, that's what I've done in the past. But now, with the daily prayer time, then prayer in the morning, the prayer in the evening, and the prayer throughout the day, I really am starting to make God my refuge. It doesn't mean I do it all the time. Old habits, even failed ones, are hard to break. But you know, He is here for us. And He is listening. And He is moving. It's whether or not I act on it. Whether or not I go to Him. He's here, ready for me, and ready for you. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we come before you. We're so grateful. We're thankful for all that you've done and who you are. And we're thankful for you, Holy Spirit, for you dwelling in us, walking with us, sitting with us, being there with us all the time. Because you inhabit us once we become yours. So I pray for the perfect prayer. I pray for my heart to be clear, to be pure, for the words to be yours, the sentiment to be yours, for you to guide this time. So you speak to the Father, you express us clearly to Him. I pray. And Lord, thank you for all you've done, for your death on the cross, your grace, your mercy. You loved me. You forgave us when I didn't even know you. Before I was born, you knew me. You knew what I was going to do. And yet you were willing to die for me. So I thank you. I thank you for all that you've done. I praise you for my family. I praise you for my friends and loved ones. I praise you for this nation that I get to live in. And Lord, I just come before you seeking out your mercy upon this land. I pray for your movement to be upon it. Yesterday, my pastor was saying how there's angels waiting to act if we would just but pray. And Father, I just pray that you would send those angels out amongst this land to our leaders and soon-to-be leaders, that you would move them throughout this land. I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to move, to guide, to direct. And I just ask that your hand would be back upon this nation, moving it in the right direction, making it that lamp on the hill, having that revival move throughout this nation, throughout this country. I just pray that we would return to you, to your ways, and bring you honor and grace and glory once again. Lord God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing me to live here. I pray that my heart would be one of gratitude, not frustration. I pray that my heart and my mind would be focused on you. And I pray that our leaders would be also. I ask, Lord, for your hand to be upon them. Those in Congress, those in our local states and counties and cities. Father, may they look at their job or what they do for the public to be a blessing to to them, but for them then to be a blessing to the people that they serve. And Lord, I just pray for all the wars that are going on, both internally and externally. We have wars going on, Lord. We have conflicts between your people, right and wrong, those who are just supporting evil. And I just pray, Lord, for your hand to be upon all of us, for your strength to be upon us, and that we would know what to do to serve you, to return this land once again back to you. And Father, I lift up our families who are living in this, who are facing all of this daily strife, all of this confusion, economic turmoils, health turmoils, political turmoil, just turmoil everywhere and danger. I just ask, Lord, for your hand to be upon our families, for your angels to stand about them, for you, Holy Spirit, to be with them, speaking to them and guiding them. May they know your love. May they know your direction. May they know your voice, I pray. For those who are facing mental, physical, or spiritual illness, Lord, I pray for you to be with them. For you, Holy Spirit, to heal them. We all have something we need healing for, Lord. And I just pray that you would guide them to the right solution. I ask, Father, for your hand to be upon our daughters and sons, nieces and nephews, grandchildren, and our loved ones, Father. I just ask that you would put your hands upon them, fill them with your love, heal any of their hurts, heal their illnesses. In Jesus' name, I pray for your blood to be upon them, to flow over them, to protect them, to sanctify them, and to hold them close. Father, I just praise you for our families. We love them so much. And I just ask that you would be the center of them. And Father, for our relationships with you, I thank you that we know you. And I just pray that we would continue to grow in you, that we would continue to walk in your ways. And if we're struggling hearing your voice, if we're struggling knowing which way to turn, I pray, Holy Spirit, for us to get clear guidance from you and the strength to fulfill it. Be with us, I pray, this day. I pray that you would hold us close, and may we love you with our whole being so we can love our neighbors ourselves. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.